Ted Benna is credited with inventing the 401k back in the late 1970s. Mr. Benna is an employee benefit consultant, and he's now president of the 401k Association, and he joins us from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Take us back to the 1970s. When you first thought of 401ks, did you assume that they would be a substitute for traditional defined benefit pension plans or a supplement to them?
Well, actually, the original plans were a combination of an enhancement for companies that had defined benefit plans to supplement those plans plus Social Security. However, the larger usage of 401ks has been in smaller companies with less than 100 employees who have never had a traditional pension plan.
We heard Martin Costi, a report on, well, mention the phrase of geniuses and dopes, people who are going to be very much involved in how their retirement funds are invested, take it very seriously and be fairly shrewd and smart about it, and people who are going to put the money away and never look at it again. Does the 401k system actually require that there be far more geniuses in those terms than there actually are in the workforce?
Robert, it definitely doesn't. In fact, those who make a decision and stick with it tend to do better than those who are constantly watching and looking to change. And you don't need to be a genius. In fact, you're better off probably if you aren't.
Given the decline of the defined benefit pension and the stress on Social Security, is the 401k here at the center of the triple crown of a failed national retirement policy?
Well, it's definitely an interesting question, and the reality is that every retirement system in the country today, whether it's a pension type, whether it's a defined contribution plan like 401k, or a government-run plan, or a private plan, all are facing very huge financial challenges.
We heard a warning in Martin Costi's piece from one of the people he interviewed about the slippery slope, that in this financial crisis, we may ultimately see employers completely abandon any responsibility for the retirement needs of their workers. You're a consultant. You talk to people, companies, about their benefits packages and individuals. Do you get the sense that they'd really like to get out from under this this commitment?
They have been looking to do that for many years. You know, one of the key issues we're dealing with is that life expectancy of 30 years or so in retirement has resulted in a cost that companies and even governments are struggling to be able to financially handle that kind of commitment.
Yeah, take us back to the 70s. Typically, how long did the 65-year-old who retired from work, how much longer did that person live, and how much longer would that person need retirement income for?
We were looking at retirement typically being a 10 to 12-year period of time. We kind of developed an expectation that we're going to be able to retire in our mid-50s and live happily ever after for another 30 years or so.
And then there's the notion that we should live well during that time.
Sure, we should all be able to sit on the beach or play golf and whatever. And the hard reality that we're coming to face is that you can't afford to have a huge segment of our workplace sitting idle for 20 to 30 years.
We're all going to be working as marshals at the golf course to earn those free rounds, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
Ted Benna, father of the 401k, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
And if you are rethinking your retirement, why don't you send us your stories and your questions? We'll put them to an expert. Go to npr.org and search for retirement.